teach my feet to fly. To help me, you know, he put me at ease, and he loved me so naughty, made me weak in the knees. Oh, I wish I had a river I could skate away on. I'm so hard to handle, I'm selfish and I'm sad. Now I gone and lost the best baby that I ever had. Oh, I wish I had a river I could skate away on. I wish I had a river so long I would teach my feet to fly. Oh, I wish I had a river I could skate away. Cutting down trees, they're putting up reindeer, singing songs of joy and peace. I wish I had a river I could skate away on. Thank you.
just like guys. Look out, here comes the Spider-Man. Is he strong? Listen, bud, he's got radioactive blood. Can he swing from a thread? Take a look overhead. Hey there, there goes the Spider-Man. In the chill of night, at the scene of a crime, by the street of light, he arrives just in time. Spider-Man, Spider-Man, friendly neighborhood Spider-Man. Wealth and fame, he's ignored. Action is his reward to him. Life is a great big bang. Wherever there's a hang, you'll find a Spider-Man.
You're listening to 91.5 WFO in Medford. This is the Astro Hour. I'm back. Also with me are contributing guests, Christelle Russo and Sean Freeman.
Hello. What up?
Guys, this is your first time on the 2 hour slot.
This is 2 hours?
This is 2 hours now.
I now have to text my mom. I will be here for 2 hours.
Do you need to put another hour in the meter?
We will cross that bridge when we get to that bridge.
Yep. We'll cross that bridge when we get to that bridge. Oh, Chris Delarusso tagged me in a post on Facebook. I wonder what that could be.
It's a meme.
In an effort to appear cool and retro, I had that Spider-Man theme play just now, and also I love Spider-Man, but I found that on this album of TV themes on Spotify, and the cover for some reason is a very scantily clad woman dressed as Wonder Woman, and I'm like, mm-hmm. Oh, that's because the name of the album is Television's Sexiest Superheroes, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Which apparently means the Spider-Man cartoon was the most known for its memes, Spider-Man cartoon. Do you guys have facts for the day? I asked you to get facts for the day.
I was...
What day is it?
Zach, do you really 28th. Think that your well-trained staff would not have facts for the day when you asked us to get facts for the day?
I wouldn't even go so far as to call you my staff. I would not in any way.
A giraffe's neck can measure up to 6 feet.
That's not a fact!
Woodrow Wilson was born today in Staunton, Virginia.
Wow,
but that was in 1856.
That was, but it was a fact. It's on this website called Fact Slides. It says facts of the day, 51 facts of the day for 12/28/2017. Okay. So I would like an apology. That was really hurtful.
No, so what... So I should have been more clear that I wanted facts about the day,
fault.
December 28th.
This was your fault.
Okay, so I don't know what it is, but for some reason, every day in the end of December, like every day I'll look at it and I'll be like, oh my gosh, it's December 27th, or oh my gosh, it's December 26th. Like, these are all such important days, you know? Like,
yeah.
I'll look at the date, and the date will look important to me. It'll look like it's a holiday or, like, some special event.
That's weird.
Or something.
That happens to me with, like, certain other days. April 28th is one. I don't know why.
Really?
Yeah. April 28th
I get that
seems
kind
like
of.
It's important, and I don't know. I had my braces put on or taken off one time on April 28th.
I think that's why. I had a first date on December 27th.
Yeah?
Like, once. And I think for that, for some reason, it's just stuck in my mind.
Yeah.
But, like... I don't know why. Like, today looks important to me. Like, oh my gosh, it's December 28th. Like, what's going to happen? You know? I don't know. Or, like, happy December 28th.
In 1904, farmers in Georgia burned 2 million bales of cotton to prop up falling prices.
Georgia of...
The country.
The country?
No,
or
the state.
The state. I was going to say, I don't think they make cotton in Georgia. I think it's way too cold.
And
they don't anymore. They burned it all up.
In 1694, on this day, George the First of England got divorced. So,
oh, well, good
for
him.
Big day for him. Throwing a party.
When I was in England, I learned a lot about Saint George. They like Saint George there. He's the patron saint of England.
Ooh.
He also slayed the dragon.
Mm-hmm.
Big deal.
Wow.
He slayed a dragon. Not many saints can say they've slayed a dragon.
No. There's very few.
Yeah. I think there's one.
I don't know how might just much be I him. Believe of that.
Although, but here's the thing, right? That must mean that Noah had two dragons on the ark.
What?
Right?
Wait a minute.
Because if St. George killed the dragon.
So.
But like, huh. But also, like, the thing Hot take. The pterodactyls died because Noah didn't put them on the ark, right?
Does Noah need to allocate space for flying animals? Do they need space or not?
Yeah. Did the eagles live because of Noah, or did they just live?
Yeah.
Because if that was, if God's plan was, I'm going to flood the earth to kill everything except what you guys want to bring, that seems a little weird to me. Like that's not a good plan if he wants to kill everything, because the birds can just survive.
Well, they got to land at some point, right?
Biblical. Well, yeah, but like they can. Okay, so it's not like the flood. It's not like 2 seconds and suddenly everything's underwater. It's like you just go from small thing to big thing to bigger thing to bigger thing to mountaintop, right? And eventually, like you're fine, right?
Mm-hmm.
I guess they got to land at some point, but they could land on the ark if they wanted. He could land on the roof.
No, that was Noah's son's job. He got up there with a broom engine.
With a broom engine? Or they put the little spikes on the top.
Yeah, they put the spikes on the ark. No birds. No birds.
Get out of here. Go.
I was at the Harvard Museum of Natural History yesterday. Have you guys ever been to there?
No.
No.
They got a lot of cool skeletons, like awesome skeletons.
Really?
So they've got the skeleton of a giant sloth from South America.
How did they get my skeleton?
How big? Hold on. How big do you think the skeleton of a giant sloth is? How tall?
5'5".
6 feet.
15 feet.
Whoa!
Oh my god. Bigger than this room. It is huge. And I'm just staring at it and I'm being like, oh my god. For those of you at home, I'm looking up right now, approximately 15 feet up the eyes of a giant sloth. I was amazed. Then they've got an armadillo, right? Giant armadillo. That, like, the shell of this armadillo, I would say, is as big as, like, a refrigerator.
Oh, my God.
Like, animals are amazing.
That's crazy.
Yeah, those are, like, the coolest things. Those are the two coolest things. And then they had, like, stuffed, like, you know.
Sloths and armadillos are everything. The coolest thing.
Giant sloths and giant armadillos. Dude, South America, like a couple million years ago, was awesome. Is still kind of awesome.
To say, what about now?
I mean,
it was a real great time
disparaging
to buy
the name of South America.
Like the time to invest in South America was back when they had giant sloths. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. It's like the time to invest in Bitcoin.
I would like to take the time to apologize to all of our South American listeners right now.
I love South America.
For these disparaging comments.
Beautiful, beautiful
made
continent.
By Zach.
Beautiful, beautiful continent. Amazing.
Have you
culture,
thought about bringing the
people,
giant sloths
amazing
back?
Amazing wildlife.
Though.
But
beautiful continent. Have you ever considered bringing the sloths
your
back?
Wildlife,
even more beautiful?
Your wildlife 20 million years ago was a lot more interesting.
Yeah, stop downsizing.
Yeah. Yeah, right? Oh, man, the Amazon, man. It's almost as if...
Speaking of downsizing, Matt Damon.
No, I don't want to watch that
movie. That movie looks terrible.
I've seen a bit of it just from working in a movie theater. It looks bad. So they start Do you know how they choose
It's a modern Matt Damon film. It's got to be bad, right?
Hey, no. Matt Damon's great.
Damon has been great. Recent films for the majority
is
of them
Martian
been
recent?
Pretty bad.
Martian's awesome.
Martian's great. We Bought a Farm.
That's pretty recent.
We Bought a Zoo, you mean?
Whatever.
It's a great movie. We Bought a Zoo is awesome.
It was bad.
So, do you know how they choose to explain the concept of downsizing and downsizing?
How?
They start the movie off with like a 7-minute TED Talk about the concept. Like, it's the guy who invents
it Neil Patrick
gives,
Harris,
like, a fake
it?
TED Talk. No, it's not. Neil Patrick Harris plays one of the guys who is, like, selling the process, but not, like, the inventor. So the inventor is giving, like, a TED Talk, and he's, like, tiny, right, because he's already shrunk himself.
Oh, my God.
And it's the most boring thing you can imagine. And then immediately after, you meet Matt Damon's character and Jason Sudeikis' character, who's already downsized, right?
Mm-hmm.
And Jason Sudeikis is like talking to Matt Damon and basically tells him everything we need to know about downsizing. It's like you could have cut out this whole first scene and the movie would be so much better immediately. Like, there's no purpose. What other Matt Damon movies are there? Do you want to go and do a song? Do you want to go and do some music?
Yes, let's research Matt Damon movies.
We're going to research some Matt Damon. We're all going to come up with our favorite and least favorite Matt Damon movie.
I already got my favorite.
We're going to do...
Is it Good Will Hunting?
Then we're going to do a tag yourself meme, because we've got nothing else to do.
Yes.
Here we go with New Order. Matt Damon movies. Well, actually, wait. First, that was LCD Sound System with All My Friends, and before that was New Order with Bizarre Love Triangle. Amazing song.
Now,
Matt Damon movies. Matt Damon movies. What's your favorite and least favorite Matt Damon movie? Chris.
Let's do favorites first, because I got to figure out what my least favorite is, because there's a couple.
Yeah, I wasn't prepared for least favorite.
I have a lot of favorites.
You know, there's always Good Will Hunting, which has been one of my favorite movies of all time. Mm-hmm. And The Departed, if you want to be like stereotypical Boston. I think that there is an underrated, a really, really, really underrated Matt Damon movie on Netflix. I think it's on Netflix that people haven't seen, called Promised Land. It's him and John Krasinski. He's essentially goes to this small town. I forget which state it's in, but it's like a town that has a lot of oil underneath it, and he works for a big like company. He's trying to get people to sell their land so that they can mine the oil out of it.
Mm-hmm.
And as he starts doing that, he's living in the town and trying to convince people. Like, he's this like small town guy, and he's trying to do his best for them. And it's a really, really interesting movie.
Mm-hmm.
And I think a lot of people haven't seen it, and I would recommend it. I think it's still on Netflix. I'm gonna look up that.
All right.
I would say. I don't know. I'm a huge fan of Good Will Hunting. I really like that movie. But if I had to pick something else, obviously.
Good Will Hunting is my number one. But
other than that,
if we're disqualifying Good Will Hunting because it's the best,
I'd say The Martian.
Okay, I feel that. So Martian's obviously my number one.
Yeah.
But I'll put some.
Also, Good Will Hunting is great. Is on Netflix still, so go watch it.
Some honorable mentions. I'm definitely gonna say my second favorite underneath Martian is either Good Will Hunting or Dogma, Kevin Smith's Dogma, which is an amazing movie.
Dogma is really good.
I love it. I love Dogma, and he does such a good job.
Alan Rickman's in that one too,
being
right?
Being evil is all hell. Yeah. Yeah, it's great.
I get my Kevin Smith movies confused.
Yeah, no, that's the one with Alan Rickman plays the Metatron, the voice of God.
And Chris Rock's in it too?
Chris Rock, yeah, plays the 13th apostle, Rufus. And it's great. It's such a good movie. And then it isn't really a Matt Damon movie, but Ocean's 11 is a fabulous movie. And he does a great job. He does a great job in it. So, and my least favorite Matt Damon movie is without a doubt Interstellar, because it is because of him that I hate that movie. Because his character in Interstellar completely undermines like the message of the film. It completely undermines like everything I think I believe in about humanity. Like, it's just, it, like, I was having a good time in that movie until Matt Damon's character shows up. And then I was like, oh, this is the worst film I've ever seen. So here we go.
I think my least favorite Matt Damon movie. And it's really recent, but it's... there's two. The Brothers Grimm is not as recent, and that was awful.
Yeah. I don't think I've ever seen The Brothers Grimm. That's the action movie about The Brothers Grimm, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
It is not good.
Okay.
And probably the most recent that's just terrible was The Great Wall. Like Matt Damon.
I like the idea of Matt Damon versus Kaiju, you know? Like, I think that's kind of fun, but I didn't see the movie.
It's pretty bad. I would like to, Matt Damon, I know you're listening, I would like to make sure you know that I love the majority of your movies, but you've had a couple bad ones recently, buddy. Let's be a little more selective. Oh,
I forgot about the Adjustment Bureau, too. I love the Adjustment Bureau. That is actually a really good movie. And people will make fun of me for saying that that's a great movie, but it's a great movie.
Yeah. Let's just be a little more selective, Matt Damon.
Wait a minute. Is that the one? Which one is that? Is that the one where there's like...
The men in fedoras who control fate?
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay, yeah. I thought it was... Oh, yeah. I forgot about
that
And
they're angels, but they just wear fedoras.
Yeah, yeah. And they like, you know, they like make little things happen to influence you and stuff like that. Wow.
Yeah.
I forgot about that movie. That was a good one.
Yeah. It's a really fun film.
Yeah.
And then they've got the doors, and you can only go through the doors if you're wearing the hat. And you have to turn the doorknob to the left.
Yeah.
It's full of such small little things. I don't know.
Sean, you didn't give your least favorite Matt Damon movie.
Oh, shoot, yeah. I feel
too busy Snapchatting.
I really haven't seen... I'm promoting the show.
I haven't really seen a lot of these really bad movies because I was like, that's a bad movie.
Elysium.
I don't want to go see it.
The Monuments Men. Come on, we're just naming them. Jason Bourne, like the most recent Jason Bourne.
Yeah.
Downsizing.
I'd probably say
I haven't seen Downsizing.
The Great Wall
great.
Just seemed really, I don't know.
Apparently he has a cameo in Thor Ragnarok. I don't remember him. It says Loki actor, which is funny because that was his character in Dogma was Loki. So maybe they just put him in.
It's not the same character from Dogma, I'm sure. Ben Affleck movies. Let's go. Just kidding.
Good Will Hunting.
Good Will Hunting. Chasing Amy.
Yeah, Chasing. Ooh, I don't know.
The Town.
Like, I don't know. Oh no, my favorite Ben Affleck movie is Argo. Obviously, it is obviously like there's no way.
Batman.
He was. Oh yeah, I forgot about that. That was.
And what?
Oh, I forgot that he was Batman. That he is currently Batman.
Yeah, I wish I could.
Let me look. Ben Affleck. I mean, I don't think he does like a bad job. Mom, the name of the movie is We Bought a Zoo, actually. My mom said, I bought a zoo. I'm like, no, it's We Bought a Zoo. But I like that movie too, Mom. It's good.
I bought a zoo.
I watched it in guidance class in high school. Freshman year. Ben Affleck. Dogma, Chasing Amy, amazing.
I remember guidance class.
Oh, Armageddon is probably my least favorite.
Armageddon's good.
I hate Armageddon.
Why?
Because it's stupid. I like space.
A stupid movie, but it's a good stupid movie.
Why are they training oil drillers to be astronauts instead of training astronauts to be oil drillers? What is the more difficult job there?
Definitely
flying
oil
a
driller.
Space shuttle or drilling? Also, what they're doing isn't necessarily oil drilling. It's just drilling. Like, there's nothing specific.
We just gotta keep drilling. We gotta find what's underneath this.
How dare you insult Armageddon? I am so angry with you right now.
He had an uncredited appearance as a basketball player in the Buffy the Vampire Slayer film in 1992. That might be my favorite Ben Affleck movie.
Your favorite Ben Affleck movie is an uncredited basketball player in Buffy the Vampire Slayer?
In Buffy the Vampire Slayer. The movie, which is bad. The movie is bad, the Buffy movie. It also has a lot of weird things in it, like every time she's around a vampire, she gets cramps. They then cut that out of the show. That's not something that appears later. Okay, wait, where's the rest of Ben Affleck's filmography? I was talking to one of my friends who's met both Matt Damon and Ben Affleck, and I think everyone kind of agrees that, like, Matt Damon is a much nicer person than Ben Affleck. I think everyone agrees.
Where is that consensus coming
from? I think, like, everyone who's, like, personally talked to the both of them agrees that Matt Damon is much nicer than Ben Affleck. And also, Matt Damon didn't cheat on Jennifer Gardner. Ben Affleck cheated on Jennifer Gardner, and I don't...
Gardner. Not Gardner.
You're stupid. I just don't like anyone who treats on Jennifer Gardner.
You said treats.
What?
Don't worry about
it. I said cheats. I hate all of you. Where's Ben Affleck's film? Wow, there are a lot of movies in here. I'm not going to say my favorite and least favorite. Gone Girl? No. Suicide Squad. Definitely my favorite Ben Affleck movie. Wouldn't you guys agree?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Big roles. We've talked about Chasing Amy before, and you have some sort of issue with it. I don't know if it's something you don't want to get to on air.
No, we'll get to it after this song.
Hi, I got a cool little toy. Where I live, that's a mailbox on the corner. Over here is a stop sign. There's a little grocery store. A man smiles and waves at me. A bus turns and goes down the avenue. A lady reads a book in front of a building.
day of her life. I bought a brand new pair of tennis shoes at the department store. I'm having the best day of my life. This is my street. This is my street. This is my street. This is my street.
Those were two songs by Fred Armisen's Talking Heads parody band off of the show Documentary Now, called Test Pattern. The first one was called This Is My Street, a parody of, I don't know if it's a parody. It's the same point in Stop Making Sense where they're doing Psycho Killer, but instead he does This Is My Street, which is probably more of a parody of Don't Worry About the Government by the Talking Heads. And then the next song was Art Plus Student Equals Poor. Fabulous episode of Documentary Now. If you've never watched Documentary Now, you should, but you should definitely watch that episode, especially if you've seen the Talking Heads documentary Stop Making Sense. Now, I believe you've got a message for us. Yes. Sean?
That is right. Space heaters can be a very effective form of supplemental heating, allowing you to stay toasty warm in an area that you spend a lot of time in, while helping you save money by keeping the rest of your home at a lower temperature. However, space heaters account for 1/3 of home heating fires and 81% of home heating fire deaths, so it's important to follow the manufacturer's safety and operating instructions. In particular, keep anything that can burn, including paper, bedding, furniture, curtains, pets, and people, at least 3 feet away. Space heaters should be monitored when it is in operation, and always turn them off before leaving your home or going to bed. Never use a portable heater in wet areas like bathrooms or if small children are expected nearby. A message from your fire safety-minded friends here in WMFO and Redford Tufts Educational Radio.
Feeling hot. Thank you very much, Sean. That was very important.
How do you turn it on if you're supposed to stay 3 feet away?
Good point.
Space heaters, dangerous, dangerous objects.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's good to be safe around.
Keep the pets
them.
Away and the people. Feeling
keep them pets hot, around. Hot, feeling hot, hot, hot.
Hey, where do you want me to put the steel drum?
Just throw it in the corner.
All right.
The picture for this PSA is a picture of a family.
Picture?
Around. Pitcher. Yeah. Why?
Nothing.
Picture. The picture.
The picture. Of water.
It's a family around a silver box, and the silver box is saying, "I'm so happy when I have," it's supposed to say "my own space," but it's crossed out and says "bacon to share." And then someone has drawn little lines on all the heat waves to make it seem like it's all bacon. Halfway through saying that, I realized that the bacon was drawn on, and this was not a picture of bacon. And I, because we got a Goodwill hunting artist in this building, because I really thought it was bacon.
Someone
just
did
a line with the panda in the heat wave.
I didn't look at it.
I was gonna bring my ukulele to this episode today, and I didn't, which is probably a good idea. I suppose.
Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome.
No, you made a mistake. We gotta go get it.
Yeah.
We have 2 hour show.
Yeah.
So why not?
Feeling hot, hot,
we could really
hot.
Go get a lunch break and come back. We'd still have time.
Someone on like some educational YouTube channel, because I'm a nerd.
Nerd.
I watch this. Yeah. They did an actual analysis of the problem that Will solves in Goodwill Hunting, and how it's actually like a very easy problem.
You're really?
Like, it's a geometry problem. There are no like equations or anything. It's just draw like these things. Like, it's no big deal.
I think I've seen that video. Wow.
We need some better. We need a good like effects box. There's this song that
if anyone would like to donate a sound effects box, you can send it to P.O. Box no. The Astro Hour. I don't know how P.O. boxes work.
There,
do you have a mailbox on campus, Zach?
Not anymore, because I don't live on campus anymore. I did. Now I don't. And I don't feel comfortable giving out my address on the air.
Gonna sign you up for a bunch of subscriptions.
We'll tweet it from at the Astro Hour. You should get a P.O. box.
That's what I was saying.
So
I have a P.O. You can send it to Lowell.
So there's this
Lowell, box number 1380.
Last week was Strike the Box's Christmas episode. Strike the Box being the show that is every other week with my show, right? That alternates with my show. Yeah.
Great show. Chris
started off with great show. Chris started off with this Christmas song that I can't stop listening to that uses all of these like movie quotes from famous actors to like have a conversation with them. And I'm like, oh man, now I want like random movie clips on like on demand to make celebrities talk to me.
That's what you do. You've never done like a soundboard online?
I want it more in depth. Like, I want to like really choose every single sound. You know? I don't know. Maybe we'll play that song. Maybe not. Who knows?
I want to hear that song.
Yeah. Maybe we will. Maybe. Later!
Yeah, because we still have an hour and 15 minutes left.
You know what? To hell with it. Let's play it. I don't know if I'm allowed to.
Stalling.
Yeah, can you guys like have a conversation about something while I find this? Because I found it on YouTube.
Adam Sandler movies. Go! My favorite Adam Sandler movie is his appearances on The Cosby Show.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that a movie?
Yeah.
That's a show, though.
Yeah,
it's got show right
but
in.
But all of his appearances added together probably add up to a very short movie.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's my favorite Adam Sandler movie.
I'm trying to find headphones.
I think I
that
do
work.
Have a favorite Adam Sandler movie, but I honestly forget.
It, like, mine,
I, there's one that I
Happy
actually
Gilmore?
Enjoy. I quite enjoy his Happy performance Gilmore in there. In Rain Over Me. That's a great film, him and Don Cheadle.
I don't think I've seen that.
You've never seen it?
No.
He plays like a widower who lost his wife and his daughters in the 9/11 attacks, and he's like very hermit-like. He like shuts himself in and just plays Shadow of the Colossus on PlayStation 2 all day.
Mm-hmm.
And he runs into his old college roommate, Don Cheadle. And it's just a really... It's something that you wouldn't expect from Adam Sandler, who's usually known for like the zip zap zoobity bop bop.
Zip zap zoobity bop.
I mean, he has a lot of serious films, and he's actually a really good serious actor, I think.
Yeah, I think he's got talent. I think he goes uncredited. He's also made some very poor decisions in what movies he once made.
I would say Funny People. Funny People.
Funny People's a great movie. Plus, it's got Bo Burnham in it.
Yeah, as a bartender in for 2 seconds.
Yeah. You know what I saw that also has Bo Burnham in it that I quite
My
enjoyed?
My mother says 50 First Dates.
50 First Dates is good. But I saw The Big Sick, and that has Bo Burnham in it. And
he's pretty
surprised.
Good in that. Yeah.
He's great. Bo Burnham, wherever you are, please come back. We miss you.
I think he's done with stand-up. I don't think he wants any more stand-up. Pixels, my favorite Adam Sandler movie.
The Cobbler.
is like a parody of an Adam Sandler movie.
No,
it's like
it's
if
like,
someone thought, oh god, like, what movie is Adam Sandler gonna do next? I don't know, maybe he's a shoe cobbler.
it's like that South Park skit about Rob Schneider.
Rob Schneider
is a carrot.
Alright, here's that song we were talking about. I'm sorry, Chris, for stealing your thunder.
You're welcome.
Okay, cue the reindeer. Cue the snow machine. Somebody get the reindeer out of the food. Thank you.
When we started this band, we thought we'd work real hard and go to the top and have a very nice ride. Went by, we got our way. We went to the top for just one day, but we fell off the other side. And people said, what can be wrong? They must be done, they're out of songs. I guess their brains are fried. But we're rocking in a Christmas New Year, rocking in a Christmas New Year, rocking in a Christmas New Year.
Incredibly rich.
Glad you like it. Hey,
Who's that in the pool? Why, it's Al Pacino enjoying the company of a bevy of bikini-clad beauties. Al, you gonna stay in there all day?
Just when I thought I was out, they pulled me back in.
Flipper, how you doing, bud? Cool. Hey, there's Alvin and the Chipmunks. Well, come on, guys, sing along. Hey, there's Tom Brokaw. I wonder what he's talking about.
Science can't save us unless we want to be saved.
Hey, Tom, lighten up. This is a party.
Yeah. And they wonder who's going to fill Concave's shoes.
Hey, it's this year's Santa Claus, Al Bundy.
I told you I would. What do you want?
Well, I don't want anything, but those kids over there have been waiting for an hour. Well, they're all yours, Al. Hey, if I'm not mistaken, that's Sylvester Stallone. Rock, how's it going, man? You digging the party?
Beautiful.
Hey, well, look who's back with a beer. Sly, you know Arnie, don't you?
Yeah, I know who it is.
Why don't you guys go over and get something to eat?
No, guys, ain't no fighting contest.
There's one more chip.
Oh, don't start fighting. Worf, you're security officer. What are you going to do about this?
Hang on. This is a joyful time.
Oh, not you too. Come on. Hey, wait. This is a party. Come on, relax. Alvin, get out of there. You'll get hurt. Hey, who just threw Robin Leach in the pool?
What am I doing?
Who's going to clean this mess up? I tell you, I sometimes wonder why we ever throw this party. I'm out of here.
Hasta la vista, baby.
And that was that.
That was something.
I enjoy that. I love that. I love that so much, that concept.
Are we allowed to talk about Star Wars on the air?
No.
We're not allowed to spoil it, but yeah.
Okay. We can say opinions.
We can give opinions. And
without saying anything.
Because I'm the host of the show, we can only give positive opinions because I like the movie. Did you see it, Chris?
Not yet.
Oh, okay.
That's why I shouted, no! I've had it spoiled for me because the internet is the worst thing in the world.
I haven't looked at anything. I didn't even watch any trailers for it. I think it's okay
to get spoiled by the movie. I don't think it's okay to purposefully get the movie spoiled for you.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's fun. It's a fun time. Fun time.
I liked it.
Yeah.
I was a fan.
I like it. It's different.
They do some things that are very different from what they've done in the past, and I think it's a good thing.
There's a C plot in it that I think is unnecessary, but wow, cars on the street, can be a little quieter, please? Thank you.
What's that brick doing hurtling towards the window?
God, why is there a mob outside? What's all the torches?
Pitchforks and torches?
Too cold. Why are they? Oh, that's why they got the torches.
Why do they all have signs that say, "We love Matt Damon"? Out there?
Matt Damon fan club. Wow, 50 years ago today, was that yesterday, John Wesley Harding was released? Bob Dylan's John Wesley Harding?
Yesterday.
That was yesterday? Oh, man, I want to celebrate John Wesley Harding. It's a great album.
Did you also see that on Facebook from a former English teacher?
I'm seeing it right now.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh.
Is that Mr. Ambrose?
That's Mr. Ambrose. Yeah, you know, I was trying not to use names.
That's why I said former English
Hello,
teacher.
Mr. Ambrose.
I don't think he's listening.
I hope he's listening.
Who do we have? How many do we have listeners?
We got 11 Ambrose, listeners, including
one of those
cars.
11 listeners, Mr. Ambrose, give us contact us somehow. We got Chris in
Facebook.
Here.
We're all friends with you on Facebook. I don't know if you are, Sean.
I think I am. I don't know. I should be.
I'm friends with a lot of my teachers on Facebook. Do you think that's kind of weird?
No. I think if you had a friendship, I don't know. If you were close with them in high school, I think it's fine.
Yeah.
If you're just friending random teachers,
there are some that I feel like are just kind of random.
Oh, okay.
But there are other ones where I'm like, okay, this makes sense that I'm friends with them on Facebook. You know, and it makes me more like, it makes me okay with the fact that I'm never going to set foot in that school again, right? In my high school again. And I'm like, okay, cool. Like, at least I'm friends with these teachers on Facebook, the ones that I care about. And
yeah.
There's no other reason for me to go back to the school. I don't know. How do you feel about that, Chris, as a teacher? Would you let some of your students friend you on Facebook?
Once they graduate, yeah.
Once they graduate, I mean, middle school or high school?
High school, legally, I have to.
Really? You have to wait until they graduate high school?
Yeah, funny enough, the first group of kids that I taught when I was a student teacher, a bunch of them were like, yo, can we add you on Instagram? I'm like, not now. I'm like, you have to wait until you graduate. And so, like, all right, we already sent you friend requests, but since you're private, just let them sit there and we'll wait. Like, we'll wait 5 years. I'm like, all right.
How old are they now? Are they in ninth grade now?
Yes.
So they're in ninth grade. So they're only 3 years left.
Oh, boy.
Only 3 years, and then they can...
I'm hoping they forget it and, like...
I think you're going to get some really mean DMs.
Will they let you follow them on Twitter? Or do you have to make a separate Twitter, like teacher Twitter account?
I don't think
teacher,
they can...
Teacher accounts can't follow kids back.
But they can't follow kids.
Kids can follow teachers.
Yes, kids can follow. Like I work with teachers who have like school Instagram accounts.
Yeah.
Where they,
that's why I was asking.
Pictures from in class. Or
I had a couple teachers who had teacher accounts on Twitter. Yeah. Well, I don't know if it was their personal.
I had teachers who had personal accounts on Twitter, and I would follow them sometimes. Like,
don't know how.
Yeah. Well, I don't know how that works. Like a teacher can't control who follows.